Doing the medrash about the formation of a baby, medrash al yitzirat avlad, second section to what we discussed earlier about baby learning all of the Torah in utero. And in general, we said this, what we're quoting here is a collection of small midrashim by Rabbi Eisenstein. And we don't have a clear tradition that these midrashim were really validated, meaning he collected them from all kinds of sources, and it's not so clear that all of these are really bona fide midrashim. So this medrash is focused on the question of the formation of a baby. How is a baby formed? So the medrash says, when a man comes to be intimate with his wife, Hashem calls the angel responsible over pregnancies and tells that angel, I want you to know that so-and-so is going to plant his seed tonight, and I want you to go and watch that drop and take it in a vessel and spread it throughout the granary. A woman is very often in midrashic terms called the goren, like the silo, because Chazal say a woman, a man, if you look at his body, it goes straight down. And a woman is broader by her waist, and then she becomes thinner on top. And Chazal said that's like a silo in their days. The idea is that she's formed in a way where she has a broader waist that can house the baby, that she can hold the baby inside. So that's why a woman is sometimes called the goren, a silo. So Hashem tells the angel, I want you to spread it to 365 sections. And then the angel brings one drop up before Hashem and says, Master of the world, I did what you told me. Now this drop that I'm supposed to spread out, what's going to happen with it? Decree over it. So Hashem says, this drop is either going to be brave or weak, tall or short, male or female, stupid or smart, wealthy or poor. God doesn't decide whether he's going to be righteous or wicked, because that's not in the hands of heaven. That's up to us. And then Hashem tells another angel, you're responsible for all the souls. Fetch me a soul, the soul of so-and-so. And this is the way the world's been from creation. So the angel comes before God and brings the soul. The soul bows before God. And God tells the angel, stick the soul into that drop. And the soul says, Master of the world, I'm very happy in the world I've been in until now. If you want to put me in this filthy little drop, I'm so holy, the soul says. God says, I'm putting you in a world that's better than the world you've been in. And when I created you, the whole purpose of your creation was for this drop. And then God forces the soul into that drop. And then the angel takes the soul and brings it back to the mother's womb. And he summons two angels to watch the drop. It shouldn't fall out. And they place a light by his head. And he can see the whole world, everything that's going on. And then, the next morning, the angel takes the soul, brings him to the Garden of Eden, shows him all the righteous people sitting there, and he says, you know who that's waiting for? So the soul says, no. And he says, everyone that you see here in the Garden of Eden was created just like you in their mother's womb. You see this one? He lived an honest life. He kept the statutes and the justice of the Creator, behave like them, and then after you die like they die, then you will merit all this honor that you see. And if not, so I'll show you where you'll go. And that night, he takes him down to perdition. He shows him all the wicked with their suffering, and they're weeping and yelling, and no one has mercy on them. And the angel says, you know who all these people are? So the soul says, no. And the angel tells them, they were also created, just like you, from a filthy little drop in their mother's womb. And they went out to the world, but they didn't keep the laws and statutes of Hashem, and that's why they came to this shame. So listen here. you're going down to that world, you're going to leave that world, you're going to die. Do not be wicked, be righteous, live, merit to live to the world to come. So the from morning to night, he takes the soul and shows him everywhere in the world that he will travel. And then he takes the soul and shows him where he will be buried. And then he takes the soul and shows him what the world looks like with good people and evil people. And then he brings him back and sticks him in the mother's womb. And God seals up the womb. And that's where he is until it's time for him to come out. So the soul stays there 9 months. The first 3 months he's in the lowest room. The second 3 months he's in the middle room. The final 3 months he's in the top room. And he eats whatever his mother eats, and he drinks whatever his mother drinks, and he doesn't defecate, because if he did, his mother would die. And that's one of the great things about how a baby is formed. And when it's time for him to come out, an angel comes down and says, "Get out, time for you to go out and face the world." And he says, "But I already told the Creator, the one who created the whole world, and I told him that the..." "That I like the world I used to live in." And the angel says, "Yeah, but we told you you're going to a beautiful place. And anyways, no one asked you. You were formed against your will. You're going to be born against your will. And you're going to go out to the world." So the soul starts crying. Why is he crying? Because he was in a better world. And when he comes out of his mother, so the angel gives him a stamp and shuts off the light that's in his head and forces him out. And when the baby's born, he forgets everything he's seen. And when he comes out, he cries, because when he comes out, they exchange 7 worlds. The first world, he's going to be like a king. Everyone asks, "How's the baby?" And everyone wants to see the new baby. And they kiss him, and they hug him, until he's 1 year old. And then he enters the second world. Then he's like a pig. Just like the pig goes through the garbages, and so too he spends the next 2 years going through garbage and rummaging through everything. And the third world, he's like a goat. He's dancing everywhere. He can't sit still until he's 5 years old. When he becomes 5 years old, he's like a horse that goes plodding all around. And he's always taking pride. "Look at how strong I am. Look at how good I am. Look at any 5-year old. They'll tell you how great they are." From 5 until 18. Everyone here past 18? Okay, when they hit 18, so then they look for a wife, and then they become like a donkey that's carrying a weight, and they're responsible for their kids and their wife, and they're spending their whole life running after parnasa. Finally, the sixth world, they become like a dog, where they're grabbing wherever they can, and they're not even embarrassed from people, they're just trying to make ends meet. In the seventh world, that's already like nothing. So the sixth world is a point where a person is becomes desperate for his parnasa, and he has no shame.
Like a dog.
Like a dog. And the seventh world is like nothing, where no one's interested in him anymore. Everyone makes fun of him, even the little kids. Even his family is waiting for him to die. And then the time comes for him to die, and the angel comes and says, "You remember me?" So he says, "Yeah." And he says, "What'd you come today for?" And the angel says, "I came to take you out." And then the person starts crying. And that crying of the last second is a cry that goes from one end of the world to the other end of the world. No one can hear that cry other than roosters. And he tells the angel, "You took me out of 2 worlds and you stuck me in this world." And the angel says, "But I told you, no one asked you. You were formed, you were taken from heaven and put into the stomach against your will, and you were born against your will, and now you're going to die and give your case before the King of all kings, and no one asked you." So those are the 4 worlds: the spiritual world, the womb, the baby's born, and finally he's going to have to go back up there and be judged. And those are the 4 worlds that he was sown. That he's shown.
What happened to
We said he goes to either perdition or Gan Eden.
How does the tradition look like? What is it?
Oh, so that's another Midrash.
I mean, is it like they say?
It's like a washing machine.
People say would it be like a barbecue or something.
No, it's like a